BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, no, my beautiful shot. It's completely ruined. Don't worry, I'm going to fix that.
Right, one of your videos from the stables.
Publicity for the cantering on thing.
Well, let's have a look. A bloke in a flashy suit sitting on a horse. Hmm. What's that all about, then?
It's Justin in a fancy dress costume.
That's Justin?
He's wearing it for the dray shuttle.
Ah, right, taking people between the fate and the stables. How did they ever get him to agree to that?
Only, look, when I zoom in, you can see these two Muppets waving at him. That's Paul and Alistair. How am I supposed to edit that out?
It don't look so bad. They're having fun. Mind you, last I heard, those two were deadly enemies.
I've got to get going. I'm due at Bridge Farm by 10:30. Mum's giving me a lift. Where's my phone? Can you ring it, Dad?
It's under your laptop case.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget, we're celebrating Mia's A-levels tonight.
Whatever.
But it's a big deal, George. Means she gets into her first choice uni. Newcastle. Here we come.
Mia's are nothing compared to Brad's. 4 A-stars. Proper gig.
Tracy says it's pretty rare for anyone to get an A-star in further maths. Even in posh schools.
Hiya.
Ah, all right, Em.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Mum.
Are you ready yet?
Yeah, all right. Give me a minute.
Well, hurry up. I've got to be at the tea room, and so have you.
No, no, all right. Stop stressing, will you?
Actually, before we go, don't panic, but, you know Alice was going to make that appointment with the hypnotherapist.
Yeah, what about it?
It's today at 10 o'clock.
I thought it wasn't for a few weeks.
It's 10 o'clock? That's like now.
Well, there was a last-minute cancellation, Kate told me, and Alice took the slot.
No, no, no. This can't be happening. I thought you was going to persuade her not to go. Oh, no. What if Alice remembers what happened that night? Well, if it all comes back to her, she'll know it was me.
I don't know what she'll remember. And anyway, it's only for a session.
Yeah, it does sound pretty unlikely.
No, it doesn't. We have to stop her from doing it.
Don't be daft, George. How could we possibly do that? Please, let's just calm down.
I have to admit, when Kate first mentioned hypnotherapy, I imagined lying down on a leather couch and focusing on a swinging watch.
We don't do anything like that. Don't worry, Alice. There's nothing mystical about regression therapy. It's all very straightforward. I mean, in everyday life, we quite often go into a trance, don't we? Like a child daydreaming about Christmas. We just call it lost in thought.
But what if I remember something that I don't want to?
No one can make you do that. Not even yourself. Your unconscious mind will always protect you. But for those things you do want to remember, we might be able to help.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Good. So, can you tell me a little about what you'd like to work on today?
Right, yes. Well, as I told you on the phone, I would like to go back to the night of the accident.
And are there any reservations you might have? Is there anything that worries you about the therapy?
Well, that I'll remember I was actually driving, that I am guilty. I can't remember anything.
Because it was traumatic?
No. Because I just drank a whole bottle of vodka. You see, I'm an alcoholic.
So you told me, Alice. I understand. Shall we begin?
George, you're blowing this out of proportion.
There's no sense in jumping to conclusions.
Stop going on at me and let me think.
Alice probably won't remember anything at all. For a start, she was out of it.
Where's it happening? Spiritual home?
No.
So where is it?
Does it matter?
Tell me.
Why?
Oh, Mum, just tell me.
No.
Let's have a look online then, shall we? How many hypnotherapists can there be around here?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Why don't you just tell him, Em?
There you go. First listed. Yasmin McFarlane, bookings at Felpersham Practice and Spiritual Home. That's her, isn't it? Oh, why can't you just tell me, Mum?
What, so you're going to call her? And what are you going to say?
Oh, if they even answer the phone.
So it must be happening in Felpersham then. If it's not a spiritual home.
Oh.
Dad, give me your car keys.
What?
George, no.
I have to get there before it's too late.
What on earth are you going to achieve by turning up? You'll only make everything worse.
Dad, I need your car.
Oh,
George, honestly, there is no point.
Don't you care what happens to me?
Son, listen.
You have to let me go and find her. I have to sort this.
And we will, just not like this.
The car keys, Dad, please.
Stop him, Will.
Let me take you.
What?
I'll take you.
Will?
He's in no state to get behind the wheel. If he really has to go, then I'll drive him. Come on then, George. Let's go.
I'm driving out of the village. Very slowly, very carefully. It's early evening, a beautiful evening. I think I recall hearing St. Stephen's chime the hour. 7 o'clock, probably. I know exactly where I am going, and I feel very calm. I've had an awful row with my dad. I've stormed out, but now I feel calm. I know everything is going to be all right. I glance down at the vodka. It's in my handbag on the passenger seat, the neck of the bottle just poking out. I always use that tote bag to hide the vodka. That bag and that bottle are my friends, my secret friends. And I need the reassurance that my friends are beside me. With them on the passenger seat, I know everything is going to be okay. I indicate, I pull into the lay-by. In Haydon Wood. I park the car. I back up so I'm right at the end of the lay-by so any approaching car can't spot me. It's a place I found a few years back. Something I've done once. No. Twice before. It feels like I don't know. It's my safe space. I get myself ready. I'm ready to just to drink, really. To forget everything. Because I am feeling really sorry for myself. I especially hate my dad. Actually, everyone hates me. No one trusts me. And I want my mum. But most of all, I just want to get away from everything. Where no one will see me. Under the trees, it feels homely. A place where I can drink away all my cares and go to sleep for a bit. I take the bottle out of my bag, I unscrew the lid, and I start to drink. No, wait, hang on. There's something else.
I still don't understand why we stopped in this lay-by.
Just take a minute, George.
But why are we just sitting here?
You need to listen to me, son.
Get moving first, then I'll listen. We're losing time, Dad.
What exactly are you planning to do when we get there?
Stop the session. What do you think? Before Alice finds out, you know?
Then what are you going to say?
Then I'll... Then we'll... I don't know. We'll tell her.
What? You charge in, bang on the door, and there they are, staring back at you. What happens next?
Well, we don't know yet. But can't you talk and drive at the same time? I'll think of something.
If you're lucky, you'd get thrown out. And if you ain't lucky, for all you know, Alice seeing you could trigger her in some way. Actually, make her remember that it was you.
Dad, please.
Seems to me, whatever you do, you'll only make it worse. Listen, you're an intelligent lad. You've got a good brain. And you need to start using it a bit more.
You're not taking me, are you?
I'm sorry, son. Look, I can't tell you how much it hurts me to see you like this. And your mum. Can you see she's in bits? It's making her ill. But don't ever lose sight of the fact that whatever you did, it came from a good place. You were trying to help Alice. Everyone knows you're a good person at heart. Son, you have to own up to it. Be a man. And take responsibility for your actions.
I don't want to go to prison. Please, Dad. I can't. I just can't.
How are you feeling?
All right, I think. Do I look like I'm shaking?
Not from where I'm sitting. How do you think that went?
Well, I expected to feel more disorientated afterwards. I wasn't expecting it to be so vivid. But at least I now know that I definitely put my keys in the glove compartment before I opened that bottle.
What does that mean to you?
Well, the thing is, I can clearly remember putting them in there, but I absolutely have no memory of taking them out. And didn't you say the unconscious doesn't lie?
It doesn't lie, but you may still have a way to go before you remember.
It's frustrating because I need to know one way or the other.
We still have plenty of time. I can guide you back into the trance if you feel ready, but you shouldn't push yourself if you don't want to. Would you like to continue?
Yes. Yes, I would. I need to know what actually happened.
Listen, son, if you admit to everything now, you'll be doing the right thing. You'll be making amends. Don't let it ruin your life.
But that's exactly what you're telling me to do.
Hold your hands up and they'll understand. Look, I know it sounds daft, but I promise you, once you do, you won't feel as bad as you're feeling right now.
You don't know what it's like inside. Freddie told me about it.
Try not to think too far ahead. Remember, I'm always here, so's your mum. We're on your side.
I can't go to prison, Dad. Please don't make me.
I'd never make you do anything. But right now, you have a choice to make. You can't run away forever.
I'm sorry, Alice. I realise you've probably only just finished your appointment.
No, it's okay. I'm really glad you rang, Emma.
You are?
Well, if it wasn't for you, I'd never even have considered it. Kate told me you gave her the idea for suggesting hypnotherapy.
Oh, yeah, sort of.
It's funny how things work out sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, right. So how was it?
Oh, it went better than I expected.
Yeah, it did?
Much better.
So, what would you say, it was a success?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I was quite surprised.
That's good. Do you remember anything then?
Yes.
Like what?
I remember the crash.
Oh?
Can you believe that? Emma?
Well, you remember what happened?
It was so vivid. The noise of the two cars colliding. It's like it was filling up my whole head. Deafening, almost.
And anything else?
All I can remember is the sound. No images.
So you didn't remember what you needed to remember?
No, not yet. But I made some progress. Yasmin's great. So normal. I really trusted her. Are you still thinking of trying it for yourself?
Oh, no. Well, I haven't decided.
Well, I can see it's not for everyone.
So that's as far as you got? Here in the crash?
It's still quite a big achievement.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, it's probably a blessing that you've been spared seeing it. You're probably not meant to.
You could be right. Yasmin said you only remember things you want to. Might just be too traumatic, but who knows? Next time I might remember a bit more.
Oh, you're going again?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have another go.
When will that be?
Well, I haven't booked it yet. But next session, you never know. I might just get to the bottom of what happened that night.